Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Farm roads in Manchester and St. Elizabeth to be repaired. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James-Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old at the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5581 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
Give me back my marker.
No. I want back my marker.
But I'm using it.
Uncle Orville,
talk to Jessica.
Eric and Jessica?
Yes, Uncle Orville.
What do we do, Jessica?
We play together, work and share, respect each other everywhere.
Now remember, Jessica, if something is not yours, you ask for it first. Would you like someone to take your things without asking?
No, Uncle Orville.
Good. Now return the marker to Eric. Continue playing and remember, respect.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries recognizes the urgent need of farmers to move their produce from the field to the market. As such, $81 million is to be spent to repair farm roads in two major producing parishes, Manchester and St. Elizabeth. 6.7 kilometers are to be fixed in St. Elizabeth and 12 in Manchester by March this year. Roads to be rehabilitated in Manchester include Brandon Hill, Chudley Path, St. Tully's, Retford and Alvey, while Delightful, Thatch Walk, Fantyland, Spring Park and Hodges in the Breadbasket Parish are to be repaired.
We want to see if we can help you, not only in getting out your produce, but for you to getting out of the area at all. We want to get the road going before the end of the financial year.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. He made the announcement after a recent tour of the parishes. Minister Hutchinson says fixing the roads will reduce production and transportation costs to farmers and increase productivity and production. The farm road tour was in response to a number of requests from some farmers' groups, as well as the rod extension officers who work in the various areas. Work will continue in the 2018-2019 financial year to fix farm roads that are not repaired under the current rehabilitation project.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. Joseph helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and Joseph has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and Joseph built my new classroom.
For 20 years, Joseph, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You never see smoke without fire. Translation, you never see smoke without fire. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, sometimes actions that appear to be trivial are actually indications of some deep-rooted resentment or of trouble or romance brewing. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James-Soyes with studio engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.